Dear Diary, I'm so happy I made it to age 6. 5 was such a letdown, all things included. Melissa and I are back to being friends again, I guess, but that's only because I may have accidentally on purpose mentioned it to her mom that Melissa was being mean to me like the other girls at school. But now I see Melissa's true colors, and when she comes over, I don't let her sit on my bed. She doesn't get to rock in my rocking chair, and I make sure I put all my new toys away. I'll show her. The best part of it all is that it's been a year since Malcolm molested me, and he's no longer babysitting us because my Aunt Carmen has moved in so that she can go to college in California. And my Aunt Carmen can be a little mean sometimes, and she always makes us watch whatever she wants to watch on television. But it beats having Malcolm around, that's for sure. Lindsay and her family moved away about a month ago, and that's fine because we weren't really playing much anymore anyway, since she decided to be one of the mean girls also. And even though she used to be my only friend on the block, I don't really care that she moved. I found something else that makes me feel absolutely wonderful. My mom and I went on a mom and daughter day for my 6th birthday. We went to the beauty shop, went to the movies, ate lunch, and then we went to the toy store at the mall and my mom bought me a pair of skates. Now every Saturday, I'm outside teaching myself how to roller skate backwards. And once I get it down pat, I'm going to ask my Aunt Carmen if I can use her boombox to play music so I could dance and skate at the same time. Then when I go to my cousin's house in San Francisco, I can dance and roller skate like they do at the park. It's almost like Soul Train, but with roller skates. I'm not one to be nosy about what's going on at other people's houses, but when I was outside today, Tammy had a lot of cars in front of her house. Julia and her mom were walking by, and she was carrying a big gift. Hi, Julia! I know she heard me. Julia, where are you going? And she pointed to Tammy's house. It's Tammy's birthday party. Oh my goodness, how could I have forgotten about Tammy's birthday party? It must have slipped my mind. Come to think about it, I don't remember anything about Tammy's birthday party. Well, I better get myself inside, get dressed, and get myself over there before I miss everything. I hope they haven't cut the cake yet. And wouldn't you know it, skates never come straight off of your feet. And this is cutting into my party time. Oh my goodness, what if they've eaten all the cake? Oh, great, skates are off. Now I went into my room and I put on my pink flower dress. Oh no, I don't have a gift for Tammy. And I looked around my room for something to give her. She's definitely not getting my Simon. She's not getting my Easy Bake Oven, that's out the question. I wonder if Jeremy would let me have his Rubik's Cube. Probably not. He won't even let me in his room. Then I remembered my parents have a closet full of things for my little sister. They barely use any of that stuff. So I rumbled through it. I found a rattle, some bottles. Oh, a blanket. This will do. And then I was looking for wrapping paper. Do we even have wrapping paper around here? Oh, that's okay. I'll use my backpack. But you'll have to give me back my backpack because that's not part of the gift. I skipped the whole way down to Tammy's house. Now this is what Saturdays are made for. I knocked on the door, but there was so much laughter going on, I don't think they heard me. So I rang the doorbell. Hey, their doorbell plays a song almost. I'm going to ring it again. And just then, Tammy's mom came to the door. Can I help you, Avis? I'm here for the party. Sorry, I'm late. I almost forgot all about it. She didn't even budge to open the screen door. Not one movement. You can't just show up here. You have to be invited. Then Tammy came to the screen door, and her mom asked her if she invited me. No, I only invited my friends. But you invited the whole neighborhood. And it must have been something I said because Tammy's mom scurried me away and then closed the door. That was embarrassing. So when I made it back home, my mom asked where I was. Nowhere. Then go get in the tub so we can get ready to go. To Tammy's birthday party? Who's Tammy? Tammy on the corner. She's having a birthday party, but I already found out we're not invited. My mom still has that dead stare that makes me want to shut up. So I just made my way to the tub. I probably spent too much time in the bathtub because the longer I was in there, the sadder I became. I wanted to be at the birthday party. I mean, I'm Tammy's friend. I mean, we don't really play together, but I mean, she was Lindsay's friend and I was once Lindsay's friend. And I at least say hi to her when I see her. But the more I bathed, the more I wondered, why doesn't she like me? She even invited Dan, and he's never nice to anybody. I'm back to scrubbing. And the more I scrubbed, the more my mind wandered. I wonder if I could scrub off my skin. I wonder if I didn't have my black skin, would I look white? I wondered what I'd look like if I was white. I wondered if I'd have friends. I wonder if I'd look different. I wonder if she would have invited me to her birthday party then. And then my mom hollered out that we don't have all day, which meant I needed to get out of the tub. That was a good thing because my mind wasn't doing anything but racing. I had no clue where we were going, but it had to be far because we were getting on the freeway. And when we finally got to our destination, I had never seen that place before in my life. My mom got me and my sister out of the car, and on the way to the building, my mom said she had a surprise for me. And I love surprises, but I couldn't imagine what the surprise could be. One thing is for sure, it wasn't a birthday party because everybody in the whole wide world was at Tammy's house right about now, having fun and eating cake. My mom opened the door and I went in, and a lady came up to me and said, "You must be Avis." "She's psychic." "I hear you're quite the artist, Avis." "She is psychic, and she knows me well." There was a lot of people in the art class, and that was my surprise, and I was pretty sure I was the youngest person in the class. Then she greeted my mom, and then she took the longest look at my little sister and started to coo with her and say that she should be in commercials. I'll have to ask my mom if people cooed with me and thought I should be in commercials too when I was a baby. My mom and my sister went outside with the other grown-ups, and true to form, the grown-ups out there were cooing over my sister too. Today's assignment was to draw a self-portrait. And I looked at some of the other people doing their project. They had skills. I mean, real skills. But I'm pretty much the artiste. I can hold my own. And in fact, my mom and dad have a picture of the fruit that I drew hanging in the dining room. Now, everybody knows a good artist can't be rushed. And I needed to find the yellow and the blue crayon so I could finish my masterpiece. Done. The art teacher was walking around the classroom commenting on everyone's masterpiece, and some of them she was giving pointers to. And then she got to me. "Interesting. Is that your self-portrait?" "Yes, it is." I told you I could hold my own. And at the end of class, time got away from me, and I had to clean up. And then my mom and my sister came inside, and the art teacher showed my mom my portrait. And when I got back to the table, the teacher told me she enjoyed having me in her class and she hoped to see me again next week. Before we could even make it out of the parking lot, my mom went all in. She wanted to know what was the project I was given to do and why, if I was instructed to create a self-portrait, did I draw a picture of a little white girl with blonde hair and blue eyes? Uh-oh, I'm pretty sure by now I'm in trouble. And for the sake of not turning this podcast into an R-rated series, I'll paraphrase. My mom was slinging questions from left to right at me, and before I could get an answer out, she volleyed another question my way. If only I knew what the meaning of rhetorical was, I could have implemented it right there. And with all those questions coming my way, what was I to do? Yep, you guessed it. I cried. Did I mention that tears don't do much for my mom? Well, I dreaded going home because I knew what was coming. Have you ever been in trouble and you wanted to avoid going home for as long as possible? Well, luck wasn't in my favor that day. And I don't know how she did it, but my mom avoided every single signal light from turning red. And when we got home, I headed straight to my room. Maybe if my mom didn't see me, she would forget what made her so upset with me. From my room, I could hear my mom telling Aunt Carmen what happened. And I should probably do less imagining because it seems to get me into a lot of trouble. Well, that didn't last long because I started wondering if little white kids got in trouble for doing self-portraits of little black kids. This is not quite how I wanted to start off being six. That evening, my parents went on a dinner date with the Randalls. We stayed at home with Aunt Carmen. Jeremy was in his room most of the night messing around with his baseball cards or whatever it is he does. And I peeked my head in his door, but before I could even say anything, he barked, "Get out of my room and close the door!" Sheesh, what a grouch. So after my sister was put down for the night, Aunt Carmen asked if I wanted to bake cookies with her. Of course I do. I'm always in the mood for dessert. I sat at the kitchen table, waiting with great anticipation for the cookies to come out of the oven. Aunt Carmen joined me at the table, and she asked me about the portrait. Oh, I get it. The old cookie bake trick. I fell for it. I could have gotten up and gone into my room, but what about the cookies? I still didn't really want to talk about it. I mean, I don't know what else I could say since it obviously wasn't the thing to do, and it was much too late to say I'm sorry. She asked me if I saw myself as different than my other friends, and tears were just on the verge of coming out. I made the mistake of opening my mouth to speak, and the tears gushed out. I don't have any friends. Long story short, Aunt Carmen told me if the kids in the neighborhood or at school don't treat me like a friend, then I don't need them. I'm the one without any friends, but I'm winning. Great. That's just great. I was wiping the tears away from my eyes, and Aunt Carmen brought a plate of cookies and a glass of milk to the table. And there's something about warm cookies that can take my mind off of anything, at least for the time being. By the second cookie, my legs were swinging from the chair in pure pleasure. Aunt Carmen didn't even say anything when I took a chance, rolled the dice, and went in for cookie number 3 and 4. Aunt Carmen might have something there. Who needs friends when cookies can make me feel just as good from the inside out? And that, my friends, is why six-year-olds should never make their own life decisions. I fell in love with food. If it wasn't cookies, it was a second helping of mashed potatoes, another sandwich, or an even larger piece of cake. Aunt Carmen was right. Who needs friends? I found my pleasure. You should know by now that my mom was not finished with that discussion about the self-portrait. But Sunday mornings before Mass always seem to have my mom in a good mood. Avis, I just want to understand what is going on with you. Do you see yourself that way? A blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white little girl? No. Then why that picture? I just wanted to see what I would look like if I was white. Then maybe I would have some friends. My mom told me if they knew all that I could offer, they would appreciate my friendship. But you've got to be really selective with the words you use with this six-year-old. Those words of encouragement stuck with me. All throughout Mass, I thought about all that I had to offer. My Simon, my Easy Bake Oven, my Huffy Bike. I had a lot to offer. And right after Mass, and running errands with my mom and dad, I went right over to Tammy's house. I rang that musical doorbell again, and this time Tammy came to the door. I let her know that if she had been my friend and she had invited me to her birthday party, she would have an easy bake oven gift from me right now. I smirked, I turned around, and I skipped the whole way home. That'll teach her. No friendship, no easy bake oven. Okay, I know I lied. But since she didn't invite me to her birthday party, that means I could keep the gift, right? A few minutes later, guess who was at my door? Mm-hmm, Tammy. Do you want to come outside and play, Avis? What a surprise. Do you have the easy bake oven still? Yep, but I'm going to keep it until I find out if you're going to really be my friend. Truth of the matter, that easy bake oven would keep her on the friendship string for months. And now that I knew what it was going to take to get a friend around here, the sky's the limit. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Unbelievable Tales of Avis LaRue. And thank you for sharing the podcast with your friends and family. I hope you will be able to join me again next week for another episode. And as the distribution continues to grow, you can catch this podcast on Apple, Spotify, Anchor, iTunes, SoundCloud, and iHeartRadio, just to name a few. Be sure to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and TikTok. In the meantime, please subscribe to receive notifications of upcoming episodes, videos, and more. You'll find the subscription link in my bio. And until next week, stay safe, stay secure.